I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner with something a little different this time around. A quirky quiz about coins. Now, I'm going to give you the answer to each question immediately, so you might want to keep your finger on the pause button so you can stop the show and see if you can come up with the answer before I give it. I think you'll enjoy a lot of the answers and maybe be surprised by some of them, too. Ready? Here we go. Which coin minted for general circulation today contains the least amount of copper? Ironically, it's the penny. How many official mints have been in Philadelphia? We are now on our fourth. Just three real women have appeared on coins minted for general circulation. Everybody knows the first two, Susan B. Anthony and Sacagawea on dollar coins. But who was the third? This is a little tricky. The back of the Alabama State Quarter has a picture of Helen Keller. What 3 years were no mint marks used on our coins, not counting way back in the beginning? The answer, in 1965, 1966, and 1967, no mint marks were used. To the nearest billion, how many coins are in circulation today? 8 billion. The first United States commemorative coin was issued in 1892. That should give you a hint about whose face appeared on it. Well, 1892 was the 400th anniversary of the discovery of America, and the coin featured Christopher Columbus. In the world of modern American coins, what is the significance of the figure 246 tons? Answer, that's how much $1 million in pennies weighs. What drove the machinery that produced coins at the first Philadelphia Mint in the 1790s? Horsepower did, real harnessed horses. If you make a purchase of $3.59 and pay with a $20 bill, what is unique about the change you'll get? This is a fun one. Your change will be a $10 bill, a $5 bill, a $1 bill, a quarter, a dime, a nickel, and a penny. One of each of everything. Here's a tricky one. You'll probably get it right, but not for the right reason. The question is, what was the first United States coin to contain zinc? And the answer is the penny, but probably not the one you're thinking of. The 1943 steel penny had a zinc coating. What coin was sometimes called the buzzard coin? Well, that was the Morgan dollar because the eagle on the back was much skinnier than eagles on other coins, and some people thought it looked more like a buzzard than an eagle. The design on the back of the Kennedy half dollar is officially known as what? It's known as the Presidential Coat of Arms. What is the only circulating coin that has the face on the front facing right instead of left? Answer, the Lincoln penny. This should be easy. Which mint survived an earthquake? The year was 1906. The earthquake was in San Francisco. Why were no pennies minted in 1815? There was a copper shortage in the United States. England's money system uses pounds and shillings. Who proposed the decimal system of money that we still use today in the United States? Answer, Thomas Jefferson. And finally, gold coins were first issued in just three denominations. What were they? Well, there was the $10 gold piece, the $5 gold piece, and the $2.50 gold piece. Hope you did well. I'd have missed most of them if I didn't have the answers. Thanks for listening. For more information about treasure hunting and metal detecting and a look at my book, The Metal Detecting Manual, visit treasuremanual.com. And if you buy my book and would like me to sign it for you, just let me know. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.